For today's GeoQuiz, we're searching for Qibla. If you're not a practicing Muslim, you may not be familiar with Qibla. Basically, it's the geographic direction that Muslims must face to pray. The idea is to pray in the direction of what Muslims consider the house of God. So that's the holy place we want you to name. You can use a Qibla locator or a simple compass, even an iPhone app to figure out Qibla. Sometimes it can be confusing. And in Indonesia, even some Muslim clerics got it wrong recently. So where are we pointing? That is the question. All right, we're going straight to the answer now. Usef Arifin is with the BBC's Indonesian service. Usef, how do you calculate Qibla?
Qibla is actually, it means direction. So, well, basically, you are facing towards the house of God, like you say, what we call the Kaaba. The Kaaba is just a big stone, basically. It's located in the city of Mecca. So, you know, you can locate that very easily. Like you say, you can use compass. You can nowadays, you can use iPhone.
Mm. But it sounds like somehow in Indonesia, people got it wrong. I mean, many Indonesians were facing Somalia instead of Mecca.
Yes. Well, you know, this is the thing. Because in the old days, when you build mosques, you draw a line accordingly inside the mosque. But many people sometimes, once they build the mosque, they forgot about that. So instead, like you say, instead of facing the Kaaba, then they're actually facing Somalia or Ethiopia or whatever, you know, it's not the right direction.
Yusuf, how was it discovered that a mistake was made? Because, you know, if I'm praying to the West, the difference between praying to Mecca, which, by the way, is the answer to the GeoQuiz in Saudi Arabia, or Somalia is going to be just a couple of inches at most in Indonesia, right?
Well, yes, saying in the religion, a proverb that wherever you face, you are actually facing God. So, you know, here and there, if there is a mistake, you are forgiven. that's the basic. But, you know, if you can, then you are asked to face directly towards the house of God, the Kaaba, the Qibla.
Did Indonesian clerics admit they made a mistake?
What happened was in Indonesia, what they found is, well, actually, it was only one mosque on the outskirts of Jakarta, the capital city. Now, when they said that, then many people realized not only that mosques actually are not right, but many mosques, other mosques, well, they're now trying to correct it.
What does this mean for those worshippers who uttered prayers in the wrong direction of Somalia? Are those prayers null and void?
Well, like I said before, you know, it's sort of like wherever you face, when you're praying, you're actually facing God. So you are forgiven for that if you don't know. But once you know, you have to correct it.
God understands that humans make mistakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there's also a proverb that God doesn't make things difficult. You know, that's what he says.
Now, I was surprised to see that there's also a website called Qibla Locator. Have you ever seen
anyone
consulting either an app or this website before praying?
Oh, yes, many times.
Really?
I mean, especially in London, you know, where there's not that many mosques and also you move around a lot and you can actually perform your prayer wherever you are. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do it in a mosque. You can do it anywhere you want.
Right.
You can do it in your house. You can do it in the field if you're playing football or soccer or whatever, you know. I've seen so many times people, you know, watching football, then suddenly they stop, you know, the Muslim, and then get their iPhone out and then, you know, locate the Qibla, the Kaaba, and then they just perform their prayer there.
Great age we live in, isn't it?
Oh, we are. I mean, technology is incredible. You know, it helps you. It helps you a lot.
Usef Arifin with the BBC's Indonesia service. Thank you, Yusuf.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you.